Did you mend that fence?
Nope.
Did you feed the chickens?
Nope.
Did you get that tractor fixed?
Welcome to Junkyard Wars, the show that brings power to the people. And the people are really going to need the power today. We're asking our two teams to build tractor pullers out of trash in just 10 hours.
And here's where the beasts will do battle, a real tractor pull arena at the fairgrounds in Pomona, California. And just like a real tractor pull, they'll be towing this specially designed sled, which gets harder and harder to pull as it presses down onto the ground. Each mighty machine will get three attempts, and the one that gets the furthest wins.
In the green, the sky really is the limit for the Jet Doctors, three aircraft technicians who are ready for takeoff.
My name is Kirk Wester.
Hi, I'm Darren Tamanai. Everybody calls me Tama.
Hi, I'm Jeff Higginbotham. Along with my partner, Tama, we're going to do all the scrounging and get what our Captain Kirk and the expert need.
We work on the airplanes. We repair everything from the avionics, autopilot systems, to changing tires and brakes. The Jet Doctors are going to win because we have been highly trained and we have all the skills necessary to take on any challenge.
Hands down, we're going to annihilate the competition.
We're the Jet Doctors!
Yeah! And back in Lucky Green is expert Greg Long, a member of the infamous Long Brothers, the U.S., U.K., and World Junkyard Wars champions. When he's not polishing his trophies, his hobby is building and racing garden tractor pullers.
On Red Alert, it's the Missile Masters, three Navy instructors who teach missile guidance to new recruits.
I'm Joel McCoy.
I'm Chad Lamassis.
I'm Nate Grafton. I'm a team captain.
We're the Team Missile Masters. We're all instructors here in the U.S. Navy and came here to teach missile guidance. We met each other and found out that we love junkyard wars.
We're together all the time. We're putting a lot of engines together, trucks and cars.
Even spud gun launches.
It's over for the other teams.
We've got Navy pride on the line.
There's nothing we can't accomplish.
We're Team Missile Masters! Woo!
And helping the Missile Master stay on target is expert Willie Greaser.
Hi, I'm Willie Greaser.
Willie works for the world's largest tractor manufacturers. An old-school friend of green expert Greg, he wants nothing more than to push his pal into second place.
We're gonna shoot you down!
Let's go get him, guys! Come on!
Missile Masters!
Yeah!
Get Doctor!
Yeah!
I hope you teams are ready to pull your weight, because I've got a heavy-duty challenge for you today.
We want you to build tractor pullers that can haul a heavy load. Now, the team that pulls the furthest will win.
Yeah!
You've got 10 hours to build your machines from the time that mighty car crusher crushes that not-so-mighty car. Are you ready?
We're ready! Yeah!
All right, so we need to do a tractor puller. What are we going to do here?
The Red Missile Masters are going to adapt a classic tractor design. Their machine will have low gears, which will turn those big tractor tires with maximum strength, just like a slow and steady tortoise. And they hope that this power will drag that sled to victory.
All right, Greg, so tractor pullers.
Okay, secret with tractor pulling, you need lots of power, you got to get it to the ground, and you got to get that sled moving. One way we can do it is build a conventional tractor with big tires. The other possible design, which I think is a much better design, is to go with a big engine, go with a smaller set of tires, and get the ground speed up. When you're pulling a weight transfer sled, part of the name of the game here is getting that sled moving. It's a lot easier to, you know, move a weight once you get it going.
Get the momentum going.
Right. Absolutely.
The Jet Doctors are going for a totally different way to move weight. They want to build a machine that has lots of wheel spin, a hare rather than a tortoise. They hope that the speed gained from the spinning wheels will help move the weight and race them past their plodding rivals. But as an added challenge, both machines must watch their weight. Anything over 2,000 pounds will not be allowed.
We're going to need one 350 engine. We're going to need two big rear tires, about 32 inches. Is that right, Greg?
Yep.
Okay, we're going to need some frame material. An I-beam C-channel, you're saying about 8 feet long?
About 8 feet long.
Okay, sounds good.
All right, guys, what we need from the junkyard is a Jeep chassis. Preferably manual transmission. We need a big freaking engine. We need tires. We need tires for the rear. If possible, we want a two-wheel drive front axle. So let's go get it.
Let's go shopping.
Let's go.
Let's get it.
Let's do it. Right. Let's go. Let's go. Let's do it.
Curious. Mm-hmm. Can guys who specialize in minute details like fixing engines and, you know, specific missile guidance, very particular things, can they build something as big as a honking dirty truck puller?
I'd like to think so. I mean, this completely goes against what they do.
Absolutely.
For a living. So it'll be interesting to see how they go out in the junkyard and start bashing things with hammers and stuff. And how about Mr. Long?
Greg Long from the Long Brothers, yeah. World famous on Junkyard Wars. This is his fifth time in
yeah.
the junkyard.
Yeah, he's back
and he's
again.
He's going to, I'm sure, give a lot of guidance to the team.
Have you checked in the model?
Guys, was a tractor puller the kind of thing you were hoping to build here?
Something along the lines. As long as it's got a motor, as long as we're looking for power, that's along our lines.
Are you going to have the skills to translate to build something so big?
Demolition derby is my hobby, so this ain't nothing. Just got to get a little bit more bite and a lot more sled to pull.
Well, good luck. I hope you find everything you need.
All right.
You've sized up the competition. How do you feel about them?
Oh, pretty good. They're a bunch of good guys, but unfortunately, they'll be going home at the end of the week.
Nice. See, I like that. When you guys get polite, like, oh, they're good guys. We're going to crush them, but they're nice guys. So, it's game on as both teams tackle the trash looking for the ace in the hole. But who'll come up trumps and who'll be the jokers? Keep watching.
Welcome back to Junkyard Wars, where we've asked our two teams of techies to turn trash into tractors in just 10 hours.
Today's challenge is shaping up to be a junkyard version of the race between the tortoise and the hare. It's brute strength versus speed to see which team can haul the heaviest load with machines that must weigh in under 2,000 pounds.
The green jet doctors are cruising around the junkyard.
And the red missile masters are under captain's orders. Find a motor and find it fast. They think they've spotted what they're looking for.
Hey, Nate, I'm looking at a Jeep. Straight six, four-wheel drive, roll bars there.
Perfect. Grab it and let's go.
We're uncovering it now.
We got keys.
We got keys? Sweet.
But having keys doesn't mean it will start.
The oil filter's backed off, dropping oil on the ground, and the fan belt's down. We're going to drag it back when we can get it to run.
While the Reds wrestle with their starter motor, the Greens are hoping to seize the advantage.
Look for a pickup truck or some big Detroit metal. We need something big.
I think we got a winner. Looking good. Yeah, we have a Silverado. It's probably a 354 barrel, looks like here.
Okay, pull that out of there. Bring it in. Let's go.
Oh, if it was only that easy.
Jeff, I don't think that's going to happen.
Target acquired for the Missile Masters. Now it's back to base.
Yeah!
All right! Yeah! That's what I'm talking about!
So, what have you got?
We got us a four-wheel drive, straight six Jeep. Yeah. It's got the power we need. It's got the transmission we need to gear it down.
The Red Missile Masters want to use the powerful low gears from their Jeep to haul their sled. But they'll also need to find some big tires with lots of tread to increase traction. And to be able to weigh in under the 2,000-pound weight limit, something's got to go, and more than just a shell.
We've got to strip all this body off. We've got to build brake levers. The engine is spouting oil, so we need to put some Band-Aids on it somewhere.
You've got tools here.
I've got tools.
Let you get back to work.
Jet doctors!
Yes!
It's looking pretty clean, pretty empty in here.
Yeah, we're pretty busy.
What are you looking for? What are the main elements that you guys need this morning?
Parts. We need an engine. We need everything.
They have a Jeep as their main element of their tractor puller. What are you guys going to use? What's your hopes for anyway?
I think we're going to build ours from scratch.
Yeah, we're going to build it totally from the ground up. Build the frame, build everything.
The Jet Doctor's scratch-built machine needs to get the weight transfer sled moving quickly, making it easier to pull. To get the wheels going fast enough, they'll need a powerful engine, like a V8. But if they get their calculations wrong, all those super-powered wheels will do is dig a hole in the dirt. This is empty. Okay?
Absolutely nothing has went wrong, though.
Good point.
No mistakes.
Very good point.
The Jet Doctors have a problem. Their Chevy truck just won't budge. Good thing Tommy knows when to take the wheel.
Two scavengers are often better than one. And four must be better than two.
Okay, Jeff, we're on our way.
Disregarding junkyard regulations, Captain Kirk decides to boldly go and help his struggling crew in the junkyard. The final frontier.
Oh, it's not budging. It's solid.
This thing's not going anywhere.
The Greens are really taking the challenge to heart, learning the practical lesson of how to pull a heavy weight from a dead stock.
Good.
In the Red Bay, expert Willie is studying Fire Safety 101. Blowtorch plus vinyl seating equals...
Fire. We got a fire?
Yeah.
Oh, crap.
Talk to me, Goose.
Sorry, man, we got a little situation going on in here.
As Captain and Expert deal with the fire, their scavengers are blazing a trail through the junkyard, gathering all the wheels they can find.
Yeah, this is like Christmas. All right, I got one up here also, and it's a big turkey.
You got big turkeys, gotcha. That looks like what he was talking about.
Right there, that's great. That's just what we want.
Find another one.
You think you can get some traction out of this?
I hope so.
You think we can get dig under 2,000 pounds on this?
One issue at a time.
Tractor pulling is a uniquely American sport. Over the last 30 years, the National Tractor Pulling Association has been packing stadiums with huge crowds who come to see some of the biggest and most powerful engines around. And our judge, Larry Richwine, is the association's technical director.
What makes a good tractor pull?
Tractor pulling evolved from horse pulling. And, you know, the two old farmers down at the grain elevator talking about my horse can pull more than yours. So that's where it evolved from, but it's still the same basic theory, you know, who can pull the most, the furthest.
What makes a good tractor pulling machine?
Well, the biggest thing is getting the weight transfer to the ground, get the maximum traction to go the furthest down the track.
So when you're talking weight transfer to the ground, transferring power to those wheels?
Power to those wheels.
Now, what's the most important thing about pulling that sled?
Theoretically, tractor pulling starts off with about 100% of the weight of the vehicle and ends up at the other end of the track with 400 to 500% of the weight of the vehicle. It actually gets heavier as it goes down the track, so consequently, the guy that goes the farthest pulls the most weight.
Let's talk about our two teams. We've got two pretty crazy designs.
And the Missile Masters are using basically a Jeep chassis and going to use part of the components and basically the frame, too. The Jet Doctors have got a real good plan. However, they've wasted a lot of time trying to get a truck drug into the work area and get the motor out of it and stuff. So it'll be interesting to see the faster tires win or the slower, higher torque tires win. So, I mean, it's a matter of traction.
At this point in the build, where do you put your money?
At this point in the game, I'd go with the Missile Masters. They're ahead of the competition right now.
The Jet Doctors, though, they got to hustle.
Yeah, they're a little bit behind schedule, and as much as I like their design, they got to make it work.
Okay, we need some tires, guys, tires.
For the Jet Doctors' design to work, their back wheels must spin at very high speeds, which is fine. Except they don't have any wheels to spin yet. Not a single tire.
And the Missile Masters are having difficulties, too.
Well, there's got to be another 24 around here.
They found one tire, but they'll need a matching pair if they want to win this race.
How about the tires off of the other team's trailer? They're pretty sturdy.
Chad's getting worried, so it's time to use the Missile Master's secret weapon.
We can't find another 24.
It's got to be out there somewhere, man. I don't know what to tell you.
Well, use your sixth sense and your divine intervention to tell us where it is.
It's right over there.
Thanks. A lot of help.
With nowhere else to turn, Chad calls in a favor.
God, if you are listening, please send us a 24-inch tractor tire.
Bingo!
Well, the Lord does work in mysterious ways.
I found the twin, brother. I'm coming in.
I got a present for you.
Great!
These guys are military. They're Navy.
They know all exactly what they have to do. So they work really well. It's like a well-oiled machine. Have their Jeep. They're stripping it down.
Okay.
They're going for the full torque action. Lots of meaty power, you know, something to push that machine along.
We had a little bit of a slow start with the Jet Doctors. I'm not going to lie. The guys had a hard time getting their parts in, and they have a big truck that they need to strip, and that was kind of a difficult thing to get in there. I think Greg has a lot of confidence, probably because he's been here with the Long Brothers, but he's feeling like they're going to get everything done.
Greg is keeping the scavengers busy looking for tires, but they found none that meet his exacting standards.
They're almost too big. They're going to get a hold too well.
Uh-huh.
And if we can't get these things spinning fast enough, it's just going to start bogged down. It's going to try to just lug and pull. And we don't have enough power to lug and pull.
All right, listen up, teams. Listen up. It's time to pull it together. This is your six-hour time check.
So it's time for a different strategy.
If you're in the mood to barter, see what the Missile Masters may have for extra tires.
We're running low on tires. We're wondering, are those tires yours? Or, I mean,
oh, those are ones we dug out. Yeah.
Hey, the other team just came and talked to me. They want those tires.
Yeah.
Do you think maybe some bartering going on?
We talked to them, and we're working out a deal right now. We already...
Make them a deal they can't refuse.
Quickly.
Uh-oh, here they come to ask us again.
What can we have in this hand that you guys might forget that something's in this hand that's sitting over here?
Well, right now we don't know what we need.
Okay.
But we could do maybe you come up with something later.
Okay.
I'll tell you what, we'll let you guys have the tires now. Just remember that. And if we have something that we need,
just
an
IOU. How about that?
Yeah,
okay.
That'll work.
Okay. Now, the Missileers were very nice.
Were they?
Yep.
Have an IOU.
We got an IOU, so we're keeping an eye out for some parts they need to. And
they're weak. They're nice. That's going to cost them.
A lot of talk by Greg, but the Missile Masters are all action. They're cutting their Jeep down to size to stay under the 2,000-pound weight limit.
I think we just torch and be quicker.
Whoa!
Hey, I'm cutting the cable, okay?
Cutting the cable.
Ah!
On the three, uno, dos, and three. I got 180.
It's a 4-to-1 ratio, so let's write that down on our board. Or 1,700 before it was with the... Before we weigh the rear.
So we only got 300 pounds.
There you go.
We just did our first weigh-in, 1,700 pounds, and we haven't even weighed the rear yet. It's gonna be close.
And the Jet Doctors have realized that in the midst of all the wheeling and dealing, they've overlooked one major detail.
We got a problem.
Hey, did you guys happen to spot any other rims and tires that might work?
I know, it's getting pretty slim out here on tires.
I know.
You think those might have too much traction?
No, negative. Tires are beautiful. The only problem is it won't fit over our drum that we have on our rear end.
I'll keep looking.
Go that way.
So, the Missile Masters appear to be shooting blanks, while the Jet Doctors are just trying to breathe life into their pile of parts. Will they be able to pull it together? Stick around and find out.
Welcome back to Junkyard Wars, where our two teams have been given just 10 hours to build powerful pulling machines from junk.
Just like a boxing match, both teams have been given a weight limit of 2,000 pounds, and the Missile Masters are struggling to meet that target. But at least they have something to weigh.
The Jet Doctor's design is not even built yet, and they've just found out that their wheels don't fit.
Give me an idea of where you are in the build right now.
Okay, where we're at is we've got the rear end. That's exactly what we want. We're having to cut down the drums on the rear end to make the tires that we have fit. They're the perfect tire, and even though they're not going to fit, we're going to make them fit.
That engine, does that thing run?
We're not quite sure. It should. We're counting on it. Well, I'll tell you what, if it doesn't run, we'll make it run.
Okay, where are you right now? Because we know we have a 2,000-pound limit.
Right, we're up at 2,600.
Okay, that's not good.
No, that's not good.
What are you going to do about it?
Well, we're going to strip some of the heavier parts like suspension and steering, maybe.
We'll come underweight. One way
we'll
or another, we'll be running. We'll be running at the end of the day. Whether it's the original plan or another plan, we'll be running at the end of the day.
So speaking of running, how's the engine sound?
They haven't started it yet. We still got to come up with a fan.
Joel, belt. Have you never seen the show? Have you ever seen the guy? They got, you know, 9 hours and 45 minutes behind him, and they're like, oh, my, you know what?
Let's maybe crank we should the- try the
exactly.
Edge.
Exactly. And
no,
it doesn't
work. Not going to happen here.
Okay, so are you feeling confident, though? Are you guys going to get this done?
Oh, we'll still get it done.
We'll get it done.
We got to use pantyhose for a belt. Yeah.
Yeah.
You're not coming into my dressing room, bud.
It's back to work for the red team, getting that excess weight off and starting more fires.
Oh, goody, another fire.
And Captain Kirk is hard at work, too, grinding those rims. But that's only his first one.
Tyler, have you seen the Jet Doctor's vehicle?
Karen, I have.
Really? Because there actually is no vehicle over there.
I lied. I have, never saw it.
They have an axle up on blocks. Okay?
It's unbelievable.
They have no real vehicle. They wanted to fabricate it from the ground up. It's on the ground. Not a lot of up right now.
No.
And they've not started their engine, which is crazy. I mean, I know they're jet doctors. They are engine mechanics, and they could probably fix it in very, you know, small amount of time. But they've not started their engine.
All right, teams, this is your four-hour time check. 4 hours remaining.
4 hours.
In the build.
The jet doctors need to get those wheels to fit, or they're going nowhere fast.
The Missile Masters have opted for radical surgery in a bid to lose weight.
I think we saved some weight here.
Although their Jeep is hardly recognizable, they need to lose even more weight. So, expert Willie proposes to replace the whole front axle with a lighter one, the kind you'll find on a golf cart.
Are we going to send somebody out and just look for a front end for the head? Spend.
Chad's not too sure about Willie's new plan, and the only golf cart they've seen is precariously perched and doesn't look up to the job. There's mutiny in the ranks.
I'd say weigh what we got, see where we're at.
Well, that's what I'm thinking too, but our expert believes that
they keep trying to push,
wants to have a solid axle on this thing.
Little does Willie know what's being discussed in the junkyard.
I'd say weigh what we got.
Yeah.
And I don't like the idea of changing that front end.
No, that's an absolute, like, last resort.
Yeah.
We gotta talk. Yeah, I found a golf cart, or what looks like a golf cart out here, but it's buried pretty good.
Golf cart.
Got a solid front axle, really, really narrow leaf springs.
But like I said, it's buried real good.
Let's go ahead and bring it in, yeah. Bring it in and let's look at it.
Chad's doubt is infectious.
Oh, man. What is that?
It's a golf cart, man.
Even the captain is questioning his expert's plan.
Because if it starts sagging before we even get moving, it's coming back off.
So time rushing by. The sun, very hot. And our teams, a little hotter.
Yeah.
Because they're frantically trying to get these machines finished.
Yes, they are.
Now, where are the jet doctors?
They've had a pretty rough time of it between getting the motor out, taking a lot of time. And now the rear wheel thing, I mean, I hope the assembly goes as fast as they seem to think it will.
Right. Speaking of having a rough time of it, Missile Masters frantically trying to put this tractor pulling machine together. Give me an update.
I'm concerned about the size of their tires. Their six-cylinder engine may have their hands full turning it power-wise, but if they've got a low enough gear, and the Jeep gearbox should have, they should be all right. But we're definitely going to have the battle of the slow tires against the battle of the fast tires.
I'm not hearing any engine from
the
Missile Masters.
No, neither one of them have made any noise. If it was me, I would definitely want to hear some vroom vroom before I went much further.
Attention teams, attention teams. This is your 2 hour time check. You have
two hours
remaining.
Now it's starting to get interesting.
I tell you what, guys, we got to pick her up.
That time's flying by.
It's flying.
Time's running out, and Greg now realizes he's got everything to lose. He has to take control. All the parts are there. They've just got to be assembled.
Here's the list of what we need so far. Hold it up underneath the bottom of this. If we can't do anything else, we're just going to weld that thing fast. We need 412s, 27s, and a 42.
412s, 27s.
It's hot. Sweat's running in my eyes too bad. I can't hardly see. But we'll pull it together.
And his strategy is working. The frame is coming together.
Looking smooth?
Suck it up, guys. We got to do this. We're going to start this motor before they do. It's a matter of pride.
That's right.
Sucking it up.
The race is on to see who can start their machine first.
Let's get her started. Don't leave.
Are we ready?
Okay.
Get it started.
Hey, Chad.
Nothing.
All right.
We're showing no voltage.
Anything?
With the clutch down?
No, nothing with the clutch.
Try again.
We have to push the clutch in.
Have you ever seen the guy? They got, you know, 9 hours and 45 minutes behind him, and they're like, oh my, you know what? Let's
maybe we should try the
engine. Exactly, and
no,
it doesn't
that's
work.
That's not going to happen here. That's not going to happen here. That's not going to happen here.
Nate.
What?
You took the battery off?
Battery's gone.
Did you take the battery
yes,
out?
Yes, I took the battery. It's
well,
right
well, come over here.
Hey,
come here.
What?
Where did this wire go?
Huh?
Where did the wiring go?
Ground.
This is a positive. How can it go to ground?
All right.
That's the negative. What the hell are you... Chad!
What?
Help your son.
But the Green Bay has been pretty quiet as well.
I love being in the heat of the action. This is exciting.
You came to the right place.
Yeah. All right, boys, put it in gear and let's fire it up. Here we go.
That was not a good sound.
Yeah!
Yeah! I'm excited.
Okay.
What do we have here? You're going to get started? I'd like to see it. Can you do it for me?
We got an electrical problem.
Let's go.
We got an electrical problem we'd like to try and figure out.
Well, you know, do that thing you were doing. You know, I love that you were this sort of connection. Like, I love that. Oh. Whoa.
That's the best we can get right
yeah?
now.
Yeah? You're so close, though.
We're almost
close.
There.
You're
close.
We're almost there.
All right, good luck.
But wait. Karen turns her back for a minute, and...
It's about time!
Larry, I didn't think it was possible, I will admit it, but both machines actually got started.
Yeah, they actually run.
And amazing.
That's amazing, yeah.
Let's take a look at our two almost finished machines. Let's start with the Jet Doctors. Where are they?
The Jet Doctors have made tremendous strides. It ran well, and they finally got the starter fixed up, and the wiring was good. They're definitely down to the very little things now.
Yeah, it's so just pedals
gonna,
and
oh,
stuff.
Oh, yeah, they're going to make it, no problem.
Yeah. Missile Masters.
Missile Masters are still working on the hitch and stuff, but it ran.
Mm-hmm.
What can I say? It's just amazing.
Where does your money go?
Oh, it's a tough one. They both got their merit. I'd say right now, probably the Jet Doctors.
Why?
They're going to just go fast and furious.
Their engines may run, but there's still a lot of work to be done. And at the end of a long day, mistakes can happen.
Floor's on fire.
Same as this.
Hey, floor's guys. On fire. Hey, don't burn that motor up. Push us back. Ugh. Wait a minute, get out of here.
It's got the fuel, that's the problem. Well, fuel line.
Hey. Fuel line, oh, fire!
Fire
extinguisher!
Fire
extinguisher!
Hurry! Got it. Good job.
Woo-hoo!
More smoke effect.
Now we've done it.
Now we're real junkyard warriors.
Hurry, teams. This is it. This is your 10-minute time check. Only 10 minutes remaining.
10 minutes.
Line that up here.
Line this up here. Drop that in there.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay. Tools down, teams. Put your tools down.
Okay.
Get your rest because tomorrow, we race them at the truck pull. Yeah.
Man, what a day. I'm beat. This was a tough one.
Oh, I'm tired, but I feel like I can pretty much conquer the world right now. It was an awesome day. I'm on cloud nine. I can't explain it.
I'm exhausted. This has been probably the longest, hardest day I've ever had.
I feel very tired, but very confident in what we built.
I couldn't think of having a better team. I mean, we worked really well together, and everything we did, we had good skills.
It really went much better than I had ever dreamed of.
It was long, it was hard, but it's the most fun I've had in my life.
It's been a trying day for both the teams, but the real test comes tomorrow. Whose vehicle will pull the most weight? A scratch-built V8 powered wheel spinning machine? Or a sturdy, low-geared tractor with a straight-six engine? Find out after the break.
Welcome back to Junkyard Wars. We're about to test the pulling power of our two titanic tractors that our teams have built out of junk in just 10 hours.
We've come to a real tractor pull arena at the fairgrounds in Pomona, California, and just like in a real tractor pull, distance counts. The teams will get three runs each, and the team that pulls the furthest will power through to the semifinals.
The teams will have to haul this specially designed sled, which gets harder and harder to pull as it goes down the track. This is made possible by a weight box that starts off at the back, where it sits over the wheels, making it easy to pull. But as the sled goes down the track, the weight moves forward, pushing down onto the sled's pan. The further it travels, the more the friction increases until the tractor can't move that weight any further. If the team's vehicles get all the way down the track, they'll be hauling four times their own weight, a massive 4 tons of metal.
With the race only an hour away, everything has to get finished, along with some last-minute decorating.
You're in the Navy. How did you guys work out the deal to be here?
We're on orders, which brings us to something we need you to do.
Yep.
Orders?
Come on. We need you to endorse
our captain
these.
Gave us orders to be here.
You are kidding me.
Yeah, nope, you have to endorse those so our commanding officer knows that we actually were here.
Oh, well, where do I sign?
Right at the bottom.
Oh, that's hysterical. There you go, guys. Doing my
Thank
part.
You. Thank you.
Oh, well, we neglected to mention that you're now enlisted.
My goodness. I think I've got some fallen arches. I gotta go. Good luck. Jet Doctors. What's the driving order going to be today?
Captain will go first.
Captain first. I'm second. Then the expert.
Right.
I'm going to see what
drag
you
it
do.
Out of the park. We save the best for last.
Best for last.
If I blow it up, they get a ride.
What is the one thing or two things that you are worried about being compromised during the pull?
Well, as you know, this is a home built from the ground up, and I don't remember building any weaknesses in.
Bring me up to speed where the teams are.
Missile Masters, they've made some additions to the back of it in Tinker Time. The wheelie bars went on well, and the hitch is excellent. The Jack Doctors used their Tinker Time to their full benefit. They've got the rest of shielding on, wheelie bars on, draw bars are in place. So it's going to be a two-horse race.
Now level with me. There's got to be some things that are worrying about either machine.
The Jet Doctors are going to try to turn a faster tire speed, so I don't know if they'll get the traction. They've got to have the power, but I don't know if they can get the traction to the ground. We'll see. Missile Masters have a real-life tractor tire with real-life tread. I really think if they can get it to dig in the ground, I think it'll just grab traction and keep walking like a guy pulling with a regular tractor.
Where do you put your money? Do you go with the Jet Doctors or the Missile Masters?
Well, I hate to tell the Jet Doctors, but I'm going back Missile Masters.
Oh, somebody alert the media.
I'm sorry. Well, and I really think the Missile Masters' slow approach, high torque, six-cylinder machine is going to walk right past.
Okay, well, good luck.
Thanks.
Let's race.
All right.
Remember, both vehicles must weigh in under 2,000 pounds, measured by special scales placed under each of the wheels. If either team tips the scales, they'll be forced to comply before racing with more radical surgery.
Gentlemen, you weigh 1,979 pounds.
Yeah!
Gentlemen, you're supposed to be under 2,000 pounds, and you're at 1,948.
Okay. Yeah.
So it's the powerful Missile Masters versus the speedy Jet Doctors. Distance is everything.
It's the Jet Doctors on the track, and we're ready to roll.
Captain Kirk takes the hot seat, ready to make his mark on the fresh course.
Captain Kirk, are you ready for your first run? Go!
Their design is working. Look at those wheels spin.
Come on, baby, go!
Yeah, changing up the gears, taking him past the 100-foot mark.
Looking pretty good, though.
Yeah.
Oh. Making some good distance. 190, 200 feet.
I've got the first run. It's
274 feet.
Thanks, Tyler. 274.
Machine is still running. It looks good.
Drives off the track. I tell you what, that's a good sign. They're ready to go again. It's going to be a matter of what they can learn from each run to make it better.
Well, the Missile Masters are on the line. They're ready to go.
After the Jet Doctor's impressive first run, the Missile Master's sturdy machine needs to use all of its low gear power to beat 274 feet.
Tyler to Karen, all clear for the first run of the Missile Masters.
Nate, are you ready for your first run? Go!
Just like they've planned, Nate starts off slow and steady.
Getting into it, he's making a good run.
But he seems to be stuck in the Jet Doctor's ruts. There's just too much loose dirt there to get a grip. All those wheels, they're digging in.
So clearly not as far as the Jet Doctor's in the first run. What do you think happened there?
Well, look at his tires. He dug in about 6 or 8 inches in the track.
Let's get the official number here on that run. All right, good run there by Big Nate behind the wheel, but unfortunately not quite as good as the Jet Doctor's.
249 feet.
249.
So the Jet Doctor's obviously pretty happy to hear that.
Yeah, I tell you what, Missile Masters, they've got a second attempt also. And if they can use their head, read the track, and decide to move it over here out of those grooves, that's going to be the key to the winning.
Okay, Nate.
Oh, man, I tried.
How do you feel about that?
Well, it wasn't as good as I hoped.
It was nice. You made it 249.
249. Jeez.
We lost it on the start line, man. Got a little groove there.
Got a little groove on the start line.
We're cutting some serious grooves over there, and on the left side, it's really muddy. You can't quite get as good a bite as you really want to.
Is that something you can make an adjustment on this end?
Actually, I think just moving the sled out of the grooves that we're already making right now would probably be the best bet.
Yeah. Moving the sled would probably be the best bet.
What's easier to guide, a missile or the heap?
Missile.
The speedy Jet Doctors are ahead by 25 feet. But they need to avoid all the loose dirt from the grooves of previous runs if they want to improve their lead.
Tyler to Karen, we've got the all clear from the judge. Run number two for the Jet Doctors.
Excellent.
Here we go.
Jeff, are you ready for run number two? Get set. Go.
Jeff's making a good start. He's moving away from the old ruts.
Coming over, just like you said.
Well, if he can get out of those grooves, he'll make a whole new path. That's what he needs to do.
But look at that dust. He's slipping back into those trenches.
Karen, I got some numbers here for you. Unfortunately, you're not going to be too happy about it. It's
248 feet for the Jet
Doctor. Wow, that's cool.
Thanks, Tyler. 248.
Oh man, so close.
Just so close.
Okay, engine is started there for the Missile Masters. They're run number two coming up. Anything that we should know before they do it?
Take a special watch because they're starting down a fresh track. they're out of those grooves. No one's been over here all day. So we'll see what they can do. They got the gear figured out. They got the balance figured out. Just a matter of them keeping the RPMs up and doing it.
All right. Tyler to Karen. The Missile Masters can fire away.
All right, John.
That's got to be the slowest start we've ever seen.
Go! Come on, go! He's the nail. He's the opener up.
He's got the advantage of a fresh stretch of track, but he needs to push that engine.
Go! Go! Put some fire under that engine. Come on!
Spun out.
On a fresh track and everything.
Yep.
Still not getting any love.
That looks pretty far, though, you guys.
It's not.
So what happened there? It looked a little shaky off the start.
Well, he came out a little bit more passive than the other guys have, and he should have got onto a little bit harder, and I guess the distance is, what, 244, so he maybe should have tried a little harder to go a little faster.
Yeah.
Karen and Tyler, do we have a distance down there?
Sure do, Karen. It's
244 feet.
For the Missile Masters.
You did it, though. You know what? You made it through. It didn't die on you, you know? It's still strong, so you got one more go.
We ain't dead yet, and if it's going to blow up, it's going to blow up on this next run.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to just hammer it till she ain't going to go no more, period.
Okay. That's a good philosophy, Chad. Good luck out there.
Thank you.
The Jet Doctors are pulling ahead. The Missile Masters aren't far behind. Distance is all that matters, so it's down to the final two runs. The Green Jet Doctors are in the lead. They pulled the sled a massive 274 feet on their first go.
Yeah!
But the Red Missile Masters are closing the gap. There's only one run left for each of the teams to set a new junkyard record.
Jet Doctors, so how you feeling now?
Feeling pretty good.
Pretty good.
I'd feel a lot better if it was after their third run.
Yeah. They still have time to strategize.
Yeah, they do.
As do you. You can push it even further if you want.
But we have one thing going for us. The all-time master right here is going next.
The long runner.
That's right.
The long.
Keep that winning streak alive for the Long Brothers.
Go long!
What do they have to do on their third and final run?
They have to go farther down the track.
Yeah.
Greg will give it all he's got, and he definitely knows how to drive it. So I'd say that all we got to do is wait and see if he can do it.
With the Missile Masters hot on their tail, the Jet Doctors need to widen their lead. So it's time for expert Greg to take the wheel. Will the legendary luck of the Long Brothers continue?
Tyler to Karen, this is it. Run number three for the Jet Doctors.
Go!
The engine's revved up and those wheels are really spinning.
Look at that, look at the dust fly.
He's driving the heck out of
it. Oh, yeah.
This is looking like a perfect run. And he just keeps going.
That was a great run.
Was a piece of driving. Tyler to Karen, we have some numbers for you. And boy, do we have numbers for you.
284.
Wow!
Yeah!
Ten more?
Jeez, that's fantastic.
Yeah. He destroyed my mark.
Guys, that's a very, very serious burden to beat. How do you feel?
It's time to put her up or shut up. That's all there is to it. Yeah. Hammer down and go for broke.
That's all we got.
The Missile Masters have to go 35 feet further than their machine has ever gone before. It's all down to demolition driver Chad.
We tweak the engine. We want 300.
What you want.
The engine will do it.
He must keep his machine on a fresh part of the track. And he's got to push his straight six engine as hard as it will go.
Right down the center.
This is their last chance to beat Greg Long's distance of 284 feet and power through into the semifinals.
This is Tyler to Karen. Karen, we've got the all clear. This is the last chance for the Missile Masters.
Missile Masters! Are you ready? Get set! Go!
Something broke.
I heard something clang, and that doesn't sound
good. Broke
a
drive line, I'd say.
Yeah.
Rear's gone.
It's coming from the back.
Rear end's gone.
Ring and pinion's gone. The rear end's blown.
Experience gone.
Yeah.
They've made two or three good runs, but I think they just bought the farm.
Oh, no, come on.
Yeah.
Is that something that you guys can fix at all?
And then it's gone.
Without a rear end.
There's no second chance.
Oh, man. So it is. You're absolutely right. It's just not fixable.
Yeah, I'd say it's over.
Hey. We gave it everything we had. And
that was a good run.
It was awesome. Well, I'm glad I lost the good people.
Greg Long's masterful run of 284 feet takes the Jet Doctors through into the semifinals.
Missile Masters, you really made a great machine, although at the end of the day, you found yourselves in a whole heap of trouble. But here you go. Nice job.
And for every team that does not win, there is a team that wins. And today's winner going through to the semifinal are the Jet Doctors.
For you, sir.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
All right, awesome. You got to open them up. We got to have a party here.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Yeah.
There we go. There you have it. The Missile Masters have pulled up short.
And the Jet Doctors pulled out all the stops, and they're going through to the Junkyard Wars semifinals.
We'll see you next time.
On Junkyard Wars.
Yeah.